Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Matthew Huffman with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence and Joan Masters with Partners in Prevention, a coalition of colleges and universities trying to create healthy and safe campuses. They spoke about drug-facilitated sexual assaults and how those have changed in the past several decades. Here's Matthew.
I think a really common narrative that we all heard in high school and going into college was to look out for being roofied. And I don't think that is a narrative that has really evolved since then. And unfortunately, what we really know about drug-facilitated sexual assault is that the quote-unquote roofie, which I think is often kind of still thought of as a club drug or some sort of drug that can really easily be slipped into a drink and concealed. The reality of that is that it's alcohol as the number one thing used for a drug-facilitated sexual assault. And I think that's the conversation that really needs to happen. But I think we need to have really honest and realistic conversations that drug-facilitated sexual assault occurs with alcohol and oftentimes things that you can get over the counter, like Benadryl or a sleep aid like Ambien.
It's really the same thing. You know, the terminology means the same. It's just that some sort of substance other than what you think you're consuming and how you expect that consumption to go, it's changing.
And Joan, I think that's also a really important way of talking about what is drug-facilitated sexual assault and helping to give a better understanding of what that actually means. And so drug-facilitated sexual assault is a crime. And I think that's a really important thing to recognize, that whenever a perpetrator of this sexually assaults someone while they're incapacitated or unconscious, that is a crime. Mm-hmm. Individuals who are incapacitated and under the influence cannot consent. And so I think that's also a really important distinction, because unfortunately, so often I think survivors of drug-facilitated sexual assault can feel a lot of blame and shame and guilt, thinking if I'd only done something differently, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But I think it's really important that we shift that over to say, there was nothing you could have done to prevent this because you couldn't consent to it.
Sexual assault has nothing to do with sex. It has everything to do with power and control. And having that information about a young person under 21 who's engaging in alcohol is the power and control that perpetrator is using against that person. You know, as friends, as bystanders, as the people who are supporting someone, a survivor that maybe has gone through this, to be able to know in our heads that is 100% the marketing campaign of perpetration. It is not, it's not the truth, and it couldn't be further from it.
That was Joan Masters with Partners in Prevention and Matthew Huffman with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, speaking about drug-facilitated sexual assaults. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.